What's good, listeners? Welcome to the season 13 finale of the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. Good morning, Marissa. How's it going, fam?
Oh my gosh, fabulous. I'm all all recovered from my Spartan race and doing pretty good.
Yeah, so you know, for anybody that has no idea what a Spartan race is and what the hell you just did and how you even injured yourself, could you even explain to the CCS family what happened?
So, so Spartan race, you run up and down trails, you climb things, you roll under things, you rope climb, you swing, just like fun and real athletic stuff. And I came in, first for my age group and second for women. I rocked it and then I accidentally jumped down on something and impaled my thigh.
Oh my gosh.
It was really funny. It's like 2 inches deep. Like it was
that
gnarly.
Funny though? Pain's not funny.
I didn't feel it. I thought I just bruised myself, but come to
so are out. You considering possibly doing American Ninja Warrior? Is that even still around? I mean, that'd be pretty badass.
I was surprised at how good I was. So I'm doing a 10K Spartan at the end of January and then a 21K in a few months. So yeah.
So, okay, I understand that you got a 2-inch gap, you know, puncture in your thigh, but like, what was the obstacle that you were doing? I know how like some people kind of climb up those like rope ladders. Instead of crawling down, I want to jump off and that's how you got hurt?
It was a metal like Helix. So there was like these different sides to it. And so I'd ask the girl, because no one was around me because I was up front. And I was like, so what do I do? The side, top? And she goes, it doesn't matter. So the fastest way was to climb all the way on top and go across it. So I started doing that. And when I was on top climbing, the guy on the other side was like, no, you have to be on the side. And I could see all these handholds, so it made sense. I was like, cool. So I just like jumped down and I felt a bang. And I was like, that's gonna leave a bruise, right? And so like I finished the race and I was sitting there waiting. And come to find out that when I jumped down, what I thought was just the bang was two metal edges. And I guess I jumped down with such force that 2 inches of it went through my thigh, about this big.
Oh my
gosh.
But
it didn't rip my pants. Like my pants weren't ripped or anything. Like it was really funny. I didn't feel any pain until a couple days later when it started.
Well, your adrenaline was like so high. I can only imagine that, you know, like you just were like so focused on completing the race. I think that's pretty badass, bro. So like I said, anybody that's listened to this show for 13 seasons now that you do not want to mess around with Marissa Pitts. She could literally kick my ass, and there's a reason why we're in two different locations. No, I'm just kidding. But I just want to let everybody know we got a kick-ass show for everybody for our season 13 finale of the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show, as we got theatrical rocker from Austin, Texas, Demi the Daredevil. He's going to be coming on the show talking about his brand new EP, My Purgatorium, out now wherever you listen to music. And also, don't forget to check out our brand new music podcast, Off the Fret, More Music Talk, featuring pop rockers from Los Angeles, California. They are known as Poe the Passenger, as our 7th installment. And since you're here right now, make sure you click the subscribe button so you never miss a live show. And Marissa, I think it's time that we rock and roll. What's good, listeners? Our guest live on Strike a Chord is Rock and Roller from Austin, Texas, who has garnished over 4.5 million streams on Spotify, is Demi the Daredevil, live on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. How's it going, my man?
What's up, man? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're glad to have you on, brother. How you been?
Hey, I've been good. I was just listening to you guys talk, and there's a little bit of a lag, so I was getting into what you were talking about with the TikTok and some crypto. So it's very cool topics you're covering.
Well, is there anything that kind of stuck out with you? I mean, that you know, you're kind of filling in the mix.
I thought it was interesting that TikTok was like hurting mental health. I don't know if that was compared to the other platforms, but that's pretty interesting because I hear both sides. I hear that TikTok is like, oh, this is where we can be honest and it's more uplifting. But at the same time, it seems like all social media is like making us more envious and more destructive in that way. So I know that it doesn't seem like it's got good and bad, but it's interesting.
Isn't that the truth, Jeff? I mean, I know that like a lot of the themes, even in your own music, kind of address mental health and yourself being. And is there, if for anybody that's listening to you and your music right now, what is the message that you want to get across to the CCS family?
Oh, man. Well, I think a lot of it is it's deep, meaningful, substantial subject matter. So like when I'm thinking about my I still go through existential crisis all the time. But like when I was deep into that, when I was a little bit younger, it seemed like there was nobody that was caring about talking about deeper topics of psychology or philosophy or spirituality, just these questions where we're confused and we're scared about how life works. So that's the main thing I want to give answers to certain things like that and help people in that scary place. And also just creating a place like a safe, creepy place, we say, where you can come and talk about your weird life and not have any judgment and be an accepting place. So I think, cause I think we all need to be honest and not kind of hold, bottle it up and just kind of be ashamed of what we're really going through. So that's really those things, I think.
Absolutely. And I know, let's kind of switch gears. Cause I know when I was talking with you real briefly before the show, you know, you were jam packed in a van, you know, heading over to Houston, Texas. And what was that feeling like to be touring again?
Well, we just, it was great. We just got off a tour in November with a TikTok artist, TX2 in November. And that was really a great experience. We were, you know, but it was amazing and also very hard on the body a little bit. We were sleep deprived, but it was very fun. And right now we're on tour with a van full of nuns, and they're these just like these legends here, locally, I guess. And they, I know, isn't that a great name?
Yeah, you got me laughing. Yeah, I can only imagine what a van full of nuns and virgins is. That what you said?
When I first heard that name, I thought it was literally going. They're all like going to be dressed as nuns in a van, but they just. I think that's a great name.
I like how the nuns and the devil are traveling together.
Yeah, oh, I was just about to say that, Marissa. So I was like, that's hilarious. But you know, Jeff,
we compliment each other so well. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. And I know, Jeff, it's my understanding that Demi the Daredevil got started during a tennis match. How so?
Oh, yeah. So I played tennis for a bit in high school, and somebody I was playing with, he was trying to sing. And so he's like, hey, you're a drummer. Come play drums with these other two guys, phenomenal guitarists. And then he didn't end up singing for us, but the guitarist started singing. And that's how I got introduced to the founder of this band. We went on for a while. He passed away. I went back to college, and then I just kept on with this name. And I was thinking about it today. It was kind of weird how I had no skill whatsoever outside of just showing up and playing drums. And then I just said, I'm wanting to dedicate my life to art in some way before I had any skill. And then the rest came where it was lyrics and then, you know, melodies and then, you know, putting all the parts together. So that came first. So I thought that was interesting that, so I'm going off on a tangent, but like I didn't.
No, I was going to say, Jeff, is like, because I saw in a 2018 Facebook post, you told fans, quote, I was forced to become the front man, which is to me is kind of a bit of a shocker because you come across as such a natural. I view you as kind of very a theatrical rocker, which in my personal opinion, those are kind of some of my favorite vocalists today because you really kind of bring out that energy live on stage. And have you ever viewed yourself as being like the daredevil that comes out on stage, or is it a mix of both?
I've never like in my day-to-day living, you would never suspect that I could let loose that much probably on stage. I'm just so introverted and shy, I guess. But then on stage, it seems to be I'm not sure what it is, but my mom is a choreographer. She was a dance teacher, and my sisters were in dance. So I saw a lot of them just being like really flamboyant in the household. Maybe that affected me.
Well, I also knew that in high school you were in the marching band as well. So I feel like there's a bit of a marching band, My Chemical Romance, Black Parade, you know what I'm saying? Mixed with a little bit of the choreography with your mom and your sisters.
Oh, that's amazing. That's the best compliment ever. I go gaga for Gerard Way and MC.
No, I mean, I really do, man. I think you could be an amazing opening act for that group right now. And if they're listening right now, what are you waiting for, My Chemical Romance? You know, Jeff is here to stay, my man. Demi the Daredevil is a real, real hoot. And I love you guys a lot because you're such a natural vocalist. And I also saw online that you wanted to enhance your skills as a singer by focusing more on lip trills and diction. So for anybody who's not a vocalist, who's not musically savvy, what does lip trills and diction even mean?
So lip trills, I think that's just a way to get in touch with maybe diaphragm. So it's for breath speed, I think. So if you don't like lip trills, get you to get connected with your breath speed, I think.
With your it's your diaphragm, and then diaphragm. It connects into with your transverse, and then as it comes out, using your articulators. Yeah.
Okay. So you're basically saying you don't want to sound like Vince O'Neill in the latest. Yeah, it sounds like you don't want to sound like Vince O'Neill in the latest Motley Crue tour, you know, basically running out of breath every single time he's trying to sing on stage.
No, that's exactly, dude. Yeah, so there's that. And then diction is just, it seems that's, I remember when I first started, people were like, yeah, when I read your lyrics, they're great, but I can't understand anything you're saying. It's all a slur. So I have to, you know, it'd be like your consonants and make sure that you're closing the vowels so you can understand what you're saying. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually really awesome. I think more singers actually need to do that. Some people do it just subconsciously, but when you are really invested, like you, Jeff, on air, it's amazing what our voice can change and do and become, right? Yeah. It always keeps growing. It's never just like a mono stay. Like, so it's pretty awesome. I love that. I love that you do that.
Totally. I was horrible. Anyone, when I first started there, a lot of people were just like, hey, I'm sorry. Like you're some people are singers, some people are not. But I'm glad that I just stuck with it. I definitely was not natural to begin with. So yeah, you're right. We could become something. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. And I know the music video that we're about to play on Strike a Chord is your track, The Martyr's Crown. And aside from the, you know, extremely evocative lyrics, you question the concept of a God and the purpose of a religion. And has life become your own purgatory?
I think it did, to me, like our default is that purgatory state where we just kind of are born into, maybe to me, this is my perspective, that like original sin is like, your, natural biological disposition. When you first get born, your brain is faulty. And so I just think that this is, the purgatory is just like this, place in between place of, there's freedom up here. And then down here is like misery that we do to ourselves, and we're like victimhood and all the, you know, hate and lust and all these things, the traps that we fall into. So I feel like, yeah, we start in purgatory and then we have to like fight our way out. And how do we do that? And that's the question of, what is God exactly? And how does all that work? So
are you a religious guy by any chance? I know me personally, I'm not like necessarily for organized religion, but you know, I don't believe that you have to show up to church every Sunday to prove that you're one with God. I obviously believe in a higher being, but what is your philosophy in this world and life?
I was raised Catholic, so I was raised religious, and I think that for me, it's not about showing up to church, and it's not about checking off the boxes. Or
the 10% tithing. I'm going to heaven. 10%, baby. 10%. That's right.
Yeah, dude, totally. Yeah, I think that it all comes down to like, what are these messages and how do they serve us? What's the point of them? And if we don't understand the point of them, then it doesn't work. And so, like, I've seen you can have people praying nonstop, and it's still life doesn't work out. And sometimes it's just a total tragedy where they just starve to death. And I just think that it's good to break it down. And some people, I'm so jealous that they are able to have faith right away, but how do we get to that open place and believe and trust life more, and what are these laws of life that we have to follow? So I'm big into like, you got to have a still mind, you got to have gratitude, you got to change your belief system, because your subconscious just does whatever you tell it to. So I think it's about feeding ourselves these affirmations so it automatically works for for you. So I think that's like the stuff that the Bible is saying. But we get caught up, I think, in the narrative a little bit too much and take it too literally.
Absolutely. And I think that's the beauty about your music. And that's why I love your new EP, My Purgatorium, because it's very thought-provoking. It definitely makes you want to listen to the EP over and over again to kind of truly get a sense of what Jeff is thinking, but also kind of think about what you were just stating right now. What does your faith mean to you? And I think that's something that everybody has to discover, because you're going to, after all, you're going to have to move that soul train. No one's going to do it for you. And let's go ahead and play Demi the Daredevil's music video, The Martyr's Crown, live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show.
Angels say, you stay, you waste, born into building of flames. Their moral take says burn and stay. That's what we call tradition.
That's what's good. That is Demi the Daredevil's music video, The Martyr's Crown, live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show. And this is Strike a Chord, where we interview guests all across the globe, from LA to Nashville, New York to Austin, Texas. And we got Jeff Azari right here, right now on Strike a Chord. So, my man, you know, when you're working on new material for your newly released EP, My Purgatorium, has anything changed from your time working with the original vocalist, Jovan Ortiz, to when, you know, now recording new music?
Definitely. It's just a total 180. He was very maybe more pop, like pop culture centric, and more clever. Like he was really clever with his words, and then I think that mine takes an ominous turn. It just is, I don't know if that's the right word. It just seems to be more. It's for the emos. It's like you're going
a little darker. It makes you darker. Really tap into that part of your soul that we try to hide when we go out into public.
Yeah, totally. That's it. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I what I was reading about you when it came to this brand new EP, My Purgatorium, kind of the theme of this record kind of came by accident. You kind of noticed that like a lot of the themes kept kind of questioning the idea of organized religion. Obviously, you brought up at the first block how you were raised Catholic. And even after the release of this record, have you discovered anything new about yourself?
It wasn't planned at all. Like I was working on something called University Series. It was just like, okay, this concept album when I was in college. And then my manager, before we had this label, he was just like, oh, the EP, like, don't do an album if you're not signed. So I was just starting to work on singles. And then the singles all had just like this trend of all this religious words and imagery inadvertently. So then that's how that came about. And yeah, I guess I was just kind of like realizing, how unsolidified, unsolved my beliefs were with spiritual stuff and just kind of the effects of trauma. So I was working on trauma and talking about mental disability, having bipolar disorder, and then the effects of bullying and then religion, just getting those beliefs a little bit more clear. So
absolutely. What's something that just stuck with me right now is I'm gonna bring Marissa back up on screen because this has been an ongoing debate throughout season 13. And one of the debates has been, what you just said right now, your manager was like, hey man, I know you want to focus on, writing about the lifestyle, about your college, ordeal, but I want you to kind of focus on writing more singles than actually developing a record. And this has been a big topic of debate because this is one of the things I feel like is hurting the rock and roll industry right now, where I feel like I always love to listen to my records front to back. I feel like they tell a story. And I think
I'm a single fanatic.
It definitely tells something. But what is your philosophy moving forward into 2023? Is that something that you want to implement a little bit more? Is just only producing singles and less of a full length album?
I think that the label I'm working with, Adventure Cat, they were kind of saying, hey, some bands are single bands and some are album bands, and you seem like you're an album.
Okay, well, that's interesting with the Adventure Cat Records. So with that being said, how do you view yourself? Do you view yourself as a singles band or do you view yourself as a full length album artist?
Practically speaking, in terms of just making ends meet and surviving, like it maybe makes sense to do the singles at least because it's quicker and that's the interesting thing where I feel like you could still nowadays, I think that what people are doing is they are releasing album in single version. If you're Taylor Swift or something, maybe you at least do like three singles and then you drop the rest all at once. But maybe if you're like middle ground, you're smaller, if you have an album, maybe you can just release singles one at a time, like the whole way through, and say, okay, here's the next track. Like, it's kind of a journey, and you're not kind of like, cause it's about, it seems, I think the issue now is like the attention span is just out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, if you release an album all at once, I did that before and it was like the same kind of effect as if you released just a song.
Okay, well, that's very interesting though, what you just said, Jeff, because that reminds me of one of my favorite rockers, Ronnie Radke from Falling in Reverse. And he said the same thing. He goes, I put out all this great music, I unloaded all at the same time, and then I feel like there's tracks on there that are complete sleepers that I would like to perform live, but no one knows it. But ever since I've switched towards the single route, now everybody's singing along to my music, and I've been dominated on the Billboard charts ever since. Is that how you view it?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I definitely see if I'm understanding that, like, it's like these songs just fall to the wayside. They get buried.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that it would be stronger if it's just one at a time, and then you can actually sit with, oh, I only got, it's like an episode. It's like the way you notice, like with Netflix, for a while, it seemed like they just, it's like, okay, it's all released and everybody binges it in one day.
Yeah.
And then Disney
teases you with one episode a week.
Yeah.
Like a little single. You see that?
HBO is doing that too. Yeah, right. So that's what I feel like they picked up on that. And now they're saying, no, they're going back to just episodes. So I think maybe episode.
Basically what it is that Marissa's right. Once again, singles rule.
But
albums are beautiful. I love albums. I buy the whole album, but I'm a fanatic with singles.
I think that maybe, like, for me, it's just part of the artistic integrity of having a complete concept is so much more, it means so much more. So I think that maybe you could do both. I'm hoping that we can kind of do both.
I would like to think that we could do both as well. I mean, obviously the hip hop industry has been able to figure it out. I think rock and roll is kind of trying to dip their toes into it. Obviously, you know, you're definitely figuring that as well as a young artist, and you got a lot of great things coming for you, my man. And I know one of the music videos that we're about to be playing right now on Strike Accord is your really kick-ass music video. It's called Wuthering Heights. You can find this on his brand new EP, My Purgatorium, out now wherever you listen to music. So for anybody who hasn't heard Demi the Daredevil's track, you're about to hear it right now. This is Wuthering Heights.
Gunpoint reacting like I am, cause the fear of a villain from back then stayed in hostage while I dropped my head. Cause the fear of a villain from back then stayed unconscious while I dropped my head. Lightning strikes my stomach, sick. It leaves me if I run through it. To stand my ground, I've done no wrong. Until we die, this is our song. God, one life, no time. My list of enemies, I killed to face. I have the key. You got nothing on me. I don't gotta tell you this. I'll just slip a note under the bars. One life to drive to purge the lies of withering heights. I hate my persona. I give in to throw them off the scent. Like find the night, cold and cunning, like a mastermind.
He can be a bad boy. He can be a bad boy.
Like a spy in the night, cold and cunning, like a mastermind.
He can be a bad boy. He can be a bad boy.
Lightning strikes my stomach, sick. It leaves me if I run through it. To stand my ground, I've done no wrong. Until we die, this is our song. God, one life, no time to not grow my list of enemies. I kill.
Yeah, that is so freaking badass. That song definitely gets me bobbing my head like crazy, Jeff. I love that track. And I know you, the CCS family, is going to be loving his brand new EP, My Purgatorium, out now wherever you listen to music. And since we've discovered you're such a religious man, I have to ask this, Jeff. What do you want from Santa Claus this upcoming holiday season?
Oh my gosh. Well, I want new plugins. If I could just get new plugins for better sounds, that would be amazing. Please, Santa. I'm begging.
Come on, Santa. Don't give him any
not
more coal
wish,
in his stocking.
Not a big wish.
Yeah. Oh, we love him, my man. I think you got big things coming for you in the year 2023. And, you know, Marissa and I, we love your music. We love your sound.
Very
and we'd love
so.
To invite you back on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show in the future. And much success moving on, my friend.
Dude, you guys too. I love your show. Just to keep on. Your content is amazing. Just,
thanks, brother.
Us, yeah, you guys.
Oh,
are awesome.
Stop it!
Thank you. No, don't stop. Keep talking. Keep talking.
It's rare. I feel like there's no way it can explode. There's like everything you're talking about is like all it's all relevant, and it's what I want to hear. Selfishly, so that's good. You're just gonna get more people like that.
Yeah,
hell yeah, rock and roll, brother. Hey, that means the world to us, especially since you know you're kicking out the Andor season 13 finale. And much success moving forward, and happy holidays, my friend.
You too. Happy holidays, guys.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. And for everybody that's here right now on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show, stick around as we have more left here. So let's get it, baby. All right, rock and roll. This is What's Good, where Marissa and I, we discuss, you know, things that we just want to celebrate. You know, we've been thinking about you, the CCS family, and what an incredible 2022 year it's been for both of us. I mean, honestly, I mean, we've reached such incredible milestones this year, Marissa. And I just one of the things that that stuck with me that I definitely want to share and showcase to you, because without you, the CCS family, this wouldn't be possible. And just on YouTube alone, Marissa, we had over 162,000 views.
Wow.
This year. I mean, it's just
mom. No, just kidding.
Hey, what's wrong with my mom?
No, I love your mom. She's like our biggest fan.
What's wrong with my mom wanting to watch it three or four times in a row?
That's what I'm saying. I love her.
I just played. No, I mean, it's such an incredible milestone. And I know, you know, Marissa and I, we've been really trying to really kick things into fruition. You know, obviously the pandemic has kicked everybody's ass this year. And, you know, just the fact alone that you guys stuck around with us during our fourth year doing this radio talk show has been so much fun. And because of that, we've had such incredible brand new contributors that have joined into the mix. I mean, one of them is our good buddy, Henrik the Wreck. He is our video game contributor. And I'm very excited to announce that's going to be starting in the new year. We have a Rage Quit show that we're going to be doing. It's our video game talk show where Henrik the Wreck and I will be hosting next year, where we talk about gaming news, industry talk, and so much more. And our goal and ambition is to eventually merge this show into discussing your favorite video games with some of the greatest industry leaders who are leading that charge into creating these cinematic video game adventures. And I hope that you guys join us along with that journey. And I can't thank all the other guests that have joined us, even for our own music podcast, Off the Fret, more music talk. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, Marissa, has there been a certain episode that stuck out with you this year that you know, you've been absolutely jiving with?
Oh my gosh. You know, I don't know about necessarily a certain episode. I think what was not like really shocking, but just like a wow, was the type of guests we got on this year. Like last year, we had a lot of big guests, politicians, but this year, I mean, the level of guests that we were getting and who actually reached out to us. So it wasn't us being like, hey, we love you, come on us. But we had almost every single guest on this season reached out to us wanting to be on our show. And that me showed like our growth is obviously our reach is getting out there. Our name is getting out there. We are different. There is nothing like Chris and
there's
Marissa.
Nothing
there's
like
nothing.
Us,
the
baby.
The Chris Collins Show is unique. And people realize that. And that's why they're reaching out to us. So that to me has been probably the biggest blessing I've seen this year with the show.
Well, I would say the next biggest blessing is having my co-host Marissa Pitts with me for over 4 years now. Aww. We've been, you know, there's no one that could be able to do this show, bitch and complain and gesture and
honestly,
agree
no
and disagree
put,
with.
Chris is the only person that can put up with me also. So I give you kudos.
That's true too.
I'm a strong personality, Chris. And it takes another strong, amazing personality
exactly.
for us to vibe together. So I always give you kudos too. Like you are a fabulous, wonderful, amazing person, human. Host, friend. So
hey,
just thank you
circle.
So much.
Hey, absolutely full circle. And again, yes. And, well, I appreciate that. And, you know, the gift that keeps on giving. And again, we have to do another shout out to you, the CCS family. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting us for over 4+ years now. The show ain't stopping anytime soon. We're very excited for a lot of things that are developing behind the scenes. But I want to give another quick shout out again to our amazing season 13 finale guest, who is Demi the Daredevil. You can go ahead and pick up his brand new EP, My Purgatorium, out now wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you follow us on social media, our handle is at Chris Collins Show. You get more updates about season 14, guest announcements, new interviews, and so much more. And I also want to say, hey, go ahead and check out that Off the Fret Music podcast. It's really, really good. We got Poe the Passenger on there with us. And if you like what you're listening to, go to the ChrisCollinsShow.com and become a member today and get that free CCS t-shirt. But for now, enjoy the holiday season. Please be smart. Don't drink and drive this New Year's Eve. Think about someone other than yourself, but party hard, but party safe. And I'll see you in the new year. Peace. What's good? It's Chris from the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show, featuring alternative pop rock band Poe the Passenger, amassing over 1 million streams with their debut LP, Alenia, joins Off the Fret. More music talk. What's good, party people? Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2022, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Royals, there's got to be a better way. Hurricane I Highway, Cannibal Kids, Amanda Cooksey, Astoria State, Kid Dad, Resounding, Sleep Cycles, Avenues, Freckles, Weather Worn, Just True, Sophia Marie, Music Storm 2022, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You would look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again?
This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So, are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Well, everything is everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So, if you get easily offended, this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what? I love it. Off the Fret. More music talk. Peace.